Welcome back, everybody. We still them boys. You are tuned in to the Undrafted All-Stars Podcast Show. I'm your host. I am Big Silk, a.k.a. Slicker Dolce the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch. Chilling with my co-host. Where the hell y'all at? What it do?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Q Mecca, two techs up. Straight from Mile High Stadium. Where the 49ers offense was trash, but our defense always been good. But we'll get into that later.
Yo, what's going on? Your boy 618 from the 618 being great. We still them boys.
We still them motherfucking boys.
Bitch.
What's up, Q? How was the trip, man?
Man, it was great. I met some cool ass white boys. They had money though. He hang around white people. They turn up and they just like, bro, whatever you want. It was some bad white girls with fat asses.
It's Denver.
It was some bad black girls with fat asses. Hispanics. I had a great time. We went to cigar lounges.
So you said
the 49er fans showed up in Denver, bro. Like 28,000 of them motherfuckers. It was lit. We was in there talking hella shit.
Damn.
Turn that shit out.
We need to fuck with Denver then?
We need to fuck with Denver, but not in the winter, nigga. We gotta go from September to May. May to September, no more than that.
Fuck that.
Hey, it's lit out there, bro. The downtown is unbelievable.
I heard that shit was lit.
They downtown is lit, bro.
Like the airport.
Yeah, they airport far from the damn Denver, but it's lit. We need to go out there, bro. And the Bronco fans is dope too, man. They was hella cool. Everybody was cool, man. All right, good food, good
they
people.
They bag by Walmart. They got no choice but to fucking be cool now.
Right. But yeah, but it was a good time, man.
That's a good. I'm glad you had a
that's
good
what's
trip.
What's up, man?
Y'all took an L though. That's fucked up.
Right.
The game you decided to go to and shit.
My brother was like, man, every game I went to, we never lost, except this one. I said, Jimmy G gone Jimmy G. I said, listen, the real fans already know what Jimmy G is. He's shown us over the last 4 or 5 years. It's them other niggas who think he's something more. We know he ain't more. We know he do what he
do. Keep going since we talking about that nigga. Go ahead. Jimmy G.
Jimmy G is mediocre, bro. And so that means with a good defense and a good running game, he could win you games. But if you need him to win you a game, y'all always talk about his record. Oh, he's 33-14. Yeah, but he ain't 33-14. He didn't lead us to those wins. We had a good team, and we won the game. But when we need Jimmy G to make a play, he don't make the play. And that was the difference between the game Monday night. Russell Wilson didn't play that good either, but he made a play when it's time to make a play. And that's why I understood going with Trent over Jimmy G, because we already seen what Jimmy G gonna give us, and it ain't enough. There, that's my stance on it. I'm stick by it. I'm not emotional. I know Jimmy G is okay, but he's just okay. If you cool with life with being okay, then that's on you. We need to be better than okay. That's my stance with Jimmy G.
I feel you on that. See, folks.
Hey, shit. You hit all the points. I didn't stop you, says you wasn't lying. So, Jimmy G's mediocre. He looked like absolute shit. And he fucked up my parlay card.
I ain't going to say he looked like shit.
I'm going to say he looked like shit just because.
Let me step out of Alabama.
Right. I think it was more so, Denver put a lot of pressure on him.
This is what it is to me. Last week, when he came back, you know, he came in for Trey, right? They didn't practice for this nigga. They practiced for Trey.
Right.
So when Jimmy G came in, it kind of like the Fitzpatrick syndrome. When you come in, he went out the fucking game because they didn't practice for this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get
Denver
that.
Denver got to practice for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I got hella film on this motherfucker. So that's what you would do. I mean, they had a pretty good game, to be honest. Like Q said, Russell Wilson just made it in the game.
He didn't do
bad with Jimmy G.
He did all right. 18
for 29, 211, Touchdown and a pick. Got sacked four times.
That's all right.
That ain't great.
That ain't horrible.
That's a Jimmy G game, though, right there.
But
that's an average Jimmy G game.
But he made a mistake when he caused the safety, bro. That was on him. We could have won the game with 11 points or 10 points if he wouldn't have stepped out of fucking bounds.
But y'all was still up.
I know, but at the end of the game, those 2 points made the difference, bro.
Yeah, they did.
So,
yes,
that was on him. That's on him. So my thing is, I'm like, because a lot of 49er fans, I was talking to them, and they was like, what do you think about Trey? I said, it don't look like Trey was ready. I said, now, if he wasn't ready, why would they put him in if the goal is to win football game? Just keep Jimmy G in and go with Jimmy until Trey ready and then go with Trey. They was like, oh, it's politics. Oh, they picked them. They went up to get him. I said, but it's politics. Why is it politics or is it about winning games? Which one is it? Because it can't be both. And they was like, you're right.
It's politics. But they hoping they can win games in that same scenario. It is politics.
That shit sound crazy.
All them picks they use to go get him. And it's like, okay, we know, like you were saying, we know what we get out of Jimmy G. Let's see what we can get out of it. Let's see if we buy this money and this time on this dude. Let's put him out there. If he ain't got shit, he ain't ready yet, we still got Jimmy to go back to.
Unfortunately,
he just got hurt. But they wasn't ready.
That's my point. So why put him in there? That's for setting him up to fail.
I also was talking
to my people. Was like, yo, do you think coaches' egos is like, yo, we didn't pick Jimmy G, so we picked Trey, so we gonna roll with him. We gonna lose the run. That shit crazy too to me. That's not putting a team success above your ego and what you think, like they always tell players to do. I don't like it.
Well, that's exactly how it happened. Like you just explained that shit. They got egos too.
I know, but
it's like they're doing it right now with the Tom Brady Belichick thing. Belichick ain't do shit without Tom Brady. Belichick got a shitty ass team right now. That's why he fucking left. Like Mississippi like that shit. But Tom Brady, he goes to Jones and got that team, that insert quarterback and you win. A lot of quarterbacks could have went to that team and won. I ain't taking away number Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers could have did that. Dak could have did that probably. A lot of people could have went there and won. It was just Tom Brady.
I don't know about Dak.
Now look at this nigga without bro.
Yeah, quarterbacks need help, bro. Basically, what you're saying is quarterbacks need help. So that's my point. When we say records, because we always like to look at records of quarterback like they don't got a team. Nigga, if your record trash, then your team trash. That's what I think. If your record good, then your team good.
Jimmy G, they ain't even put the right people around Jimmy G the whole time he was at San Francisco.
I don't agree with that.
Number one receiver. Debo probably been the only fucking one. Besides, you don't need to throw the ball to like that.
You don't need a badass number one receiver to win Super Bowls. That's the misconception.
For him, you do. That's what I'm saying.
We got to Super Bowls without him. He don't make throws. That's the problem. Make the throws.
I get what you're saying.
Not the pick.
You don't have to get you to the Super Bowl. It takes more to win it, though. That's what I'm saying.
I just disagree with that. He's not good enough. Our team is good, bro. If we had an Aaron Rodgers, we would win Super Bowls multiple. Right. But we got a mediocre quarterback, which means we could get to a Super Bowl. We could get to an NFC Championship. But we ain't going to win it unless we have a perfect game from everybody else.
And they went and got a fucking
That's the difference.
They went and got another one. They ain't played in 2 years.
Right. I understand that. So, I didn't have no
opinion. That's what I'm blaming on. I ain't blaming on Jimmy G.
You blame it on the owners and the coaches in the gym?
And blame it on Shanahan because everybody swear this nigga a great fucking coach. He made good play calls. He's an offensive coordinator with a head coaching job. To me.
He
ain't won shit. Some division titles? We ain't won a Super Bowl yet. Every quarterback he's ever coached got hurt more than fucking once.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at your take. I just think that if it's politics and ego.
You know you get out of Jimmy G when you went to Denver. And you still didn't call the game right. Russell Wilson didn't do shit to the end of the game.
I don't blame that all on Shanahan because Jimmy G got to make fucking plays, bro. Look, I was at the game.
You got to execute the plays. You are correct.
We had Brandon Ayuk wide open. He threw the ball in a bad spot where IU had to adjust. He failed. That would have been a touchdown, bro. I'm telling you, when you watch great quarterbacks, you see where they place the ball at. And you be like, that's what make them great. Jimmy G don't do that. He all right. He do it sometimes, very rarely. The great quarterbacks make the place the ball where the receiver has the best chance to get yak and score. Jimmy G is all right, bro. So I ain't just blaming Shanahan. You can look, Shanahan got he got the ball into Debo hands on run plays a lot. I think our tight end caught maybe two passes. He need to get the ball more. That's Jimmy G. Throw the fucking ball to Kittle, boy. Quit fucking playing. So I'm not just blaming us half and half at least.
Okay. Go ahead.
He definitely threw the ball to George Kittle more. I mean, you got George fucking Kittle, the best active check down right now. You can always check down past him, in a heartbeat. So it is on the execution because he didn't execute the plays, but I also agree that it's on the head coaches and them for their egos.
You know you're going to play Denver, bro.
Do you mean for
your team weren't ready? You know they weren't ready on both sides of the ball. DB tried to hold them long as they could.
Our defense was ready, nigga. Them niggas scored 11 goals.
The defense actually on both sides. I think the defenses were pretty good on both sides.
That's a fact.
Because they kept pressure on each side.
Denver had the ball 10 more minutes than them niggas did. 10 more minutes.
We got a safety, so minus the 2 points we gave him.
And you gave 2 points.
Minus the 2 points we gave them, because we gave them. They didn't get them, motherfuckers.
Right.
We would have won the game with 10 points, but that's my point. We can't win fucking Super Bowls and then playoffs like that all the time. We did it against Green Bay. I understand that, but that's my point about Jimmy G. To me, all of the scores you see that we win, when we win, you see it's an indictment on the quarterback. It ain't that he led us to a win.
Yeah.
And that's the difference to me.
Right.
And that's my difference. That's why I say I'm cool with Jimmy G not starting. Y'all like, he our best quarterback. I'm like, well, if he our best quarterback, then we need to reevaluate our whole quarterback situation. Shit.
Exactly.
What the fuck you want to get this nigga? He ain't playing too. This is what I'm saying about Mac Jones. He just won that championship. You like, well, he played for Alabama. Well, yeah, he did. In NCAA history, nigga, he has best completion percentage ever. If he went and got this nigga, he played in 2 years. I understand what you think.
I feel you on that. I mean, I feel you on that.
You was getting what you had. Get that.
I ain't arguing with you on that.
Fault, bro.
Right, that's ego, like you said. That's the same shit Chip Kelly did.
I'm gonna create this monster for everybody. That's the way he thought he was gonna do.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, my system could make anybody better." Fuck all that. You gotta get the players too. You gotta have talent, and your system gotta adjust to the players, not players adjust to your system. And that's the problem with a lot of coaches. That ego. That's that ego, bro.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Garner Minshew in that same draw?
Yeah, yes. I think so. He was, yep.
Garner Minshew would have worked out. It just, you know what I'm saying? I think, like you said, I think they were just so stuck on Trey Lance, and to the point where they blinded themselves at looking at other possibilities.
Well, I agree with that, but I think that's all coaches and GMs when they draft. I'm not mad at that. I'm saying, at least, my thing is, if you believe in somebody, go get them. But my thing is this. If you believe in Trey that good, cool, go get him. But don't rush him on the field. Let him learn and develop so he could be the best.
Exactly.
Doing whatever he do, and we know we probably won't win the championship, but we could get in the playoffs and do whatever. But then let Trey develop like Aaron Rodgers did and like Patrick Mahomes did. There's a lot of quarterbacks that waited until they was ready to play.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes behind Alex Smith. We know Alex Smith ain't better than Patrick Mahomes, but he still had to learn the team, learn the system, learn the shit.
I agree 100%.
So that's my point with the 49ers, with Lynch and Shanahan. If y'all doing it because of y'all ego and y'all saying, oh, we got to prove to everybody and the owner that we picked the right quarterback, then that's bullshit. It should be about winning games over all of that shit first. And if it ain't, then that's some bullshit.
That's exactly right. What the quarterback looked like. He thought he was going to get Trey Lance in. I'm going to create this Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes fucking monster. And we're going to destroy people.
Yeah, that shit. And my thing is, that could happen, but let it develop. Yeah, let it develop. Patrick Mahomes didn't come right in. He was playing behind 2 years. And then Alex Smith got hurt. That's why he got in. So he had a chance. But right. My thing is, like, the ego, if it's ego, bro, then that's fucked up. And that's the problem. It should be about winning games, what's best for the team. Because they always say that, right? That's what they preach. Oh, it's best for the team. They tell players, all you got to do is best for the team. What's best for the team? You can't take all that money. You got to do it best for the team. You got to do it better for the team. But y'all niggas doing y'all ego shit, too.
Right.
That's true.
So that'd be my only issue. I talked with a bunch of 49er fans, and a lot of them didn't like the trade. They didn't think Trey was ready. Same shit I don't think.
I don't think Trey was ready either.
I feel you on that. They also know that Jimmy G ain't the answer. So it's like stuck in between a rock and a hard place. Well, we got to go with Jimmy G to trade your ring.
And he got no trade clause. What the fuck y'all gonna do? Bench him?
No, we can't. Because right. Our other. Okay. We got a young quarterback.
We got a backup
called Brock. He did good in the preseason, but he probably ain't ready. Or their egos is keeping them from shining because they're trying to make Trey the star. Which would be whack to me if that's the case.
Well, with Jimmy G as your quarterback, I need an outcome of what y'all gonna do this season.
Shit, last season we started off a little bumpy. Hopefully, this is what I hope. And I don't know. Because Jimmy G, I don't believe it. This is what I think. So you think it's the play calling. I think the play calling is because of the quarterback. So if you don't believe in him, then you ain't going to make plays that believe in him. You ain't going to put the ball in his hands. So that's holding him back. So I think that Shanahan don't believe in Jimmy G. We can see that as...
Oh, he definitely don't.
So why would he open it up for him? But on the same hand, no, give this nigga a chance to see. And if he fuck up, then you can justify why we benched this nigga. We gave him we opened it up for him, and he fucked up. So I think we might do the same thing we did last year. Hopefully we win 10 or 11 games, and then we're going to get to the playoffs and lose to a better team, or it's going to be Jimmy G going to have to make a play, and he's going to throw a pick, and then shit going to be the same.
This is how about right.
So we
got a lot of games. Jimmy G is about to get y'all in the field goal range a couple times in the playoffs. He might win a game or two. He good for that.
He win a game or two, but it ain't
know,
him.
He get the number because he's the quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Even though he's in the game. Like,
so I think we're going to do the same shit we did last year. We might we either lose before in the division round or the conference round, but it don't matter because if Jimmy G is our quarterback, everybody else got to have a perfect game. Defense, running game, all that shit got to be perfect for us to win a Super Bowl. And that's hard to really do, bro. Like, that's why it only happened a couple times. Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl. They're on one because he Trent Dilfer. And then somebody mediocre else won one. And then the rest of the quarterbacks the rest of the quarterbacks win multiple. The great quarterbacks have been to multiple Super Bowls or won multiple, with the exception of Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, I guess.
And Patrick Mahomes.
Sebo?
He said everything I got.
49ers.
I think the 49ers probably gonna end up being I think they end up being 9-8 this year.
I ain't mad at that. 10-7, 9-8.
10-7, 9-8, and go back in. I say that they'll win some games outside of the division for sure.
Hopefully we get better offensively. That's all. But we ain't doing shit too much more than that.
Moving on to them boys. Ain't even got a score up here. You just win the Giants. 23-16. Cowboys win. Cooper Rush 21 for 31, 215 yards and a touchdown. Daniel Jones 20 for 37, 196 and a pick. Of course, that's what he does. Sebo,
we boys, we going to the Super Bowl. I think Cooper Rush had a good game for Cooper Rush. He had a good game. He didn't cough up the ball. He looked poised. He looked like, you know, He looked like he was ready to, he was prepared for that game.
Yes.
He looked prepared. It looked like he had good chemistry with CeeDee Lamb. That one hand catch by Lamb was amazing.
That was pinpoint.
That was a pinpoint pass. It was amazing.
The crazy part was, when they set up on the goal line, I'm like, why this nigga in the shotgun? You got Ezekiel Elliott back there. I said, it got to be a pass. Because since he got him down there, I guess they want to pay for it. And they threw that shit. He one hand that bitch. I'm like, okay. Okay. We back.
CeeDee Lamb out there looking like Playmaker 2022.
He dropped one though.
He started off rocky.
He did drop that one.
He started off rocky, but then he made up for that shit.
And that's what you do. That's what I was saying about the, when you got good receivers, they step the fuck up. They're going to just keep pounding.
Also, so remember, I said that on the show when Dak got hurt. We'd be lucky. We lucky if we win two games.
Yep.
Three games, I'd be ecstatic. He was 2-0.
He's 3-0 as a starter.
He won.
The way he played last week, I was like, okay, he can damn sure game match.
Right.
With the defense that we have, it's like, okay, we probably can steal some games. We probably should win, even with that Prescott. So going back, I'm saying Cooper Rush, but I'm going to say this about Jimmy G, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying right here, if you everybody, we can tell that Dak and Cooper Rush got two different fucking playbooks.
Yes.
Right? Bro, absolutely. Press Cooper Rush's name on, put Dak on that motherfucker. And Cooper Rush. That's what the fuck Jimmy G needs. Shanahan needs to stop trying to make him what he's not.
Right.
That's what the fuck they need to stop doing with Dak. They calling a great game for this dude. So with that shit Jerry Jones talking about the little quarterback controversy, I don't give a fuck about that. It can be it all they want. Long they keep fuck, if that's what they take to keep winning, I don't give a fuck. If it keeps giving him confidence, this is what the 49ers are not doing for Jimmy G. They not give him that confidence, bro.
Yeah, they don't believe in him. They showing him that they don't believe in him.
Is get behind Cooper Rush to do what the fuck he's doing.
Which I agree with that. But I guess it's hard to really, maybe y'all believe in Cooper Rush more than we believe in Jimmy G. Yeah. It seems like it.
Yeah.
You're like, well, when the motherfucker in the same locker room as you, don't, man, this nigga over here. You know what I'm saying? Nah, no, hey, man, it's cool. Get the motherfucker out of bounds line of that next time, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
But everybody looking at nigga sideways. Because it's like, who ain't does it at the same time? Who else you gonna fucking go to? You don't have nobody else.
Right. So if that's the case, I agree with you. Even if you don't believe in him and he all you got to act like you believe in him. Make him that's believe. Right. You gotta build his confidence up. Out. Yeah, I agree.
And I think that.
Cool like that. Go ahead, C-Bo, my bad.
Right. No, you good. No, and I'm with you on that. And I think they really have gotten behind Cooper Rush. I think the defense as well has gotten behind him. Again, just to me, this was another good display of defense by our Cowboys.
Oh yeah,
we held them to 13 points. We've held all three teams under 20 points.
Everybody forget about
Tank. Yeah, y'all defense
look good. Forget about Tank. Tank played today.
Yeah, y'all defense look good.
Played today.
So with the defense holding up, with the defense holding up like it is. And you know, Tank doing his business. Trevon Diggs, it was he got the pick late, but you know he got that pick. It still counts. As long as the defense keeps holding like this, and Cooper Rush can keep managing,
y'all should be all right.
We should still be all right. We should still be playoff bound.
Who y'all got next week?
So much attention, Michael Parsons.
That's why.
Bro, all he had was an assist. He had no hand gurries. But he had no sack. They gave him so much attention. That's why everybody else got off.
But that nigga quarterback was Daniel Jones's hurry 23 times, which is the most ever in his career. Though he didn't sack him, he had this motherfucker in a rush throwing the ball.
He had that pressure on.
Like y'all pass rush had the Giants quarterback all fucked up, and he was tough. He was running. He was trying to hang in there, but he couldn't. That motherfucker got sacked about 5 or 6 times, and it was hurried like 23 times.
Yeah. Five sacks.
But Saquon Barkley was balling. Saquon Barkley is a motherfucker if he can stay healthy, yo.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy, right. He is a threat, man.
Look, I benched Zeke on my fantasy this week because he's been sorry as fuck.
He had his best game
this week.
You know what?
3 weeks.
73 yards. Always had 105, bro.
Zeke always shows up against the Giants.
Yeah.
He always shows up.
It's the same comparison.
But Cooper Rush got y'all looking good, bro. Oh, like, better than we thought. Put it like that. Better than everybody thought.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
As long as we beat the Commanders, think I'm cool. That's what I was
Who we got next week? We got
the Bengals. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got the Eagles next week? Who y'all got next week?
Hold on, let me check.
I'm thinking. Is it the Eagles early? I don't think we got the Eagles yet.
I don't think it's the Eagles.
I think we got another week.
The Commanders.
Oh, y'all got the Commanders.
Yeah.
That sounds like a win. The Commanders sound like a trash name.
I fucking hate saying that. I'm not saying Washington.
Right. I'm not saying Washington, too. I don't
they
like
might well just stay with the football team.
How racist are you?
So, I think he can manage his way through this one and lead it to a defense along with the defense.
Yeah.
Yep.
CD Lamb. And Michael Parsons. 8 catches, 87 yards and a touchdown. Noah Bryant, 7 targets, 5 catches, 54 yards. So he threw the ball to 9 people today. 2, 4, 6.
He spread that motherfucker out.
And they That's had good. 28, 30 rushes today.
That's great.
Zeke had 15. Pollard had 13. Pollard had 105 rushing yards.
That's great.
A touchdown. Rush had the other 2 rushes.
Right.
That is. They got to touch the ball, bro.
30 rushes is good for you. Like, that's giving them some touches and some chances. They finally did it right. And he spread the ball around. He just forced it. That was a good game. And it was
a nice balance attack.
And even the stats don't tell you, because I watched the game. It was 4th and 4.
4th and 4, yeah.
He threw that motherfucker to CeeDee Lamb and he caught that bitch. That was important. Because that might have changed the landscape of the game.
Soon as he caught that motherfucker.
Then they hurry up and ran a play. Like, so the niggas getting challenged. They hurry up and ran another play. That was smart.
He didn't have that.
I liked it.
Because he did not have that bitch.
It didn't look like he had it, but they didn't give him a chance.
But that's coaching right there.
That's smart. Right. Yeah, hurry up. So they don't get a chance to challenge that motherfucker.
Still, they ain't Mike McCarthy, old hoe ass.
Right.
Can't wait to this nigga. Well, it kind of like, nigga, it's like, I'm just saying this out loud. It's like, you can't fire this nigga if he go to the, you know, to the championship game or some shit like that. You can't fire him. So, like, but I don't want to suck either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like a rock and a hard place.
This nigga, man, he can't take no ankle and put this nigga on his reserve, man.
Exactly.
Jerry, you keep this whole ass nigga. I won't suck the nigga, but you know, we'll figure it out.
Again, my last thing.
That game ended up being good. First half was like bullshit.
It started off some bullshit. Like, it's going to be a boring ass game. Then it ended up good. That's true.
When you start scoring, that shit started turning good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Cowboys stayed in it.
Just 2-1, Eagles 3-0. The Eagles is flying right now. But we're going to move on to the big bad Buffalo Bills. Lose to the Dolphins 21-19 in the MIA. I told y'all.
That was tough. You did. That was tough.
You didn't tell me that I agreed with you. I looked at Miami like Miami got a good defense and they got some weapons. They're gonna be a problem. Even though Buffalo made some mistakes, but they did. I seen at the beginning of the game Buffalo had
what you just said. They made some mistakes.
Yeah, they made mistakes.
Did Miami defense just play that fucking good?
It was good. Both. It was both.
And I'm gonna tell people, like, they were going for the field side. You know what? They blowing niggas out. They ain't playing no close games. So you get hit in the mouth, you know what play to call. This nigga upstairs tearing the goddamn pad up.
Right.
Yeah, he was mad at that last play. Because it was bad management. Yeah. It was bad clock management and understanding.
But check it out, though. When we did it last year against y'all,
that's coaching,
though. Michael Crawford is fucking trash. But look at this nigga.
That's coaching.
Buffalo Bills, because everybody on these niggas' dicks. This is why I can't stand crowning niggas that ain't did shit yet. He won some games. Yes, you're going to win a lot of games. When you got Miami's in your fucking division, nigga, and they just beat your ass. And you just blew out two teams. You blew out the Rams. The fucking Rams, nigga.
The Chiefs.
You just got your ass beat by two attack on below where I ain't hit. Miss me with that shit.
Hey, I thought that it was going to be the game of the week anyway, and I was rooting for Miami because I personally think Miami going to have a good year this year.
Miami is going to have a game.
And they just going to grow to get better. I'm watching them. They just got to get better. And Tyreek Hill didn't even ball out. He might have had one catch or two catches, Tyreek Hill, this game.
They ain't had that many catches on yards. What that shit at?
Right.
Go ahead, C-Vo.
Go ahead.
No, you was right. You called that one right. And then to make it so simple, these motherfuckers they lost the ball, got lucky, and got a safety, and got the ball back, and still fucked it up.
Right.
These niggas look like the 90s Bills in the Super Bowl all over again.
Sometimes that's how it works out. See, when you're blowing teams out, you know, those type of things don't happen. But when it's a close game, football is really determined. One or two plays change the outcome of the game.
Yes.
And the reason why we lost is because Russell Wilson always gonna make a play. Go ahead.
No, I'll just say, just speaking about that. Russell Wilson is 17-4 in his career against the 49ers.
Right. He owns us. We all said that.
I didn't even think that into consideration until I looked at it after Saturday night. I was looking at some stuff and looking at some stats. And that's on me. I should have looked on that earlier. But, you know, I had a hectic week. But that's still on me.
They kind of said it, and I kind of knew that, but my whole thing is like, this nigga with a whole other team, and he ain't cooking like he was in Seattle. So I'm like, okay, the 49ers got a better quarterback back. They got a boy back, somebody familiar with, and Joey Kuda going to be back this game, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, they're going to be straight. And Russell Wilson, he didn't do fucking great.
It was a one-point favor, bro. We was at their house. He made plays.
Russell Wilson can make the play when he needs to make the play.
That's what makes you a great quarterback.
I definitely understand that. Okay, I get what you're doing now.
You know,
he always done that to us, though.
That's just my bad. That's just more so on, you know, the people that, you know, that look at our bets and, you know, listen to our bets. That was on me. I wasn't prepared for that. So I'll take that hit.
Hey, but
but they should have won that fucking game. I get what you're saying.
We lost that shit. We lost that shit.
They should have won that fucking game.
Yeah, we lost that shit on our own. That was our bad. But back to the Buffalo and Dolphins. It's gonna be a good two teams to watch because they play again in Buffalo. We gonna see how Buffalo responds to that.
Colder than a motherfucker in Buffalo.
That ain't good for Miami. Miami niggas don't like the cold.
You see that one dude laying down on the grass, nigga? Because it was hot.
That Buffalo cold is gonna be different.
So we gonna see. 40 fucking Josh Allen, bro. 42-63.
Yeah, he threw that Buffalo
400 yards. Two touchdowns, no pick. He got sacked four times. 63 passes, nigga.
That's crazy.
You ain't gonna win.
And no interceptions out of
62 passes. How many rushes, though? Because that's what
eight
I look
rushes,
at. That ain't enough.
Rusher, you the leading rusher. 8 rushes, 47 yards.
So how many rushes altogether? How many?
23
passes. Damn, and niggas had a lot of. They had the ball a long time. A lot of the time, then.
But they wasn't scoring.
You ain't getting your ass whooped. You not losing. So why you gotta throw the ball that many fucking times?
Exactly.
That's the new goal. They be trying to make the quarterback.
It's 60 minutes in the game. They had about 40 fucking minutes, bro.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how you know.
That's the reason why they're throwing the ball is to hide the deficiency. The deficiency is that Buffalo does not have a solid running game.
And I've been there for the longest.
But
yeah, that's
the
always
problem.
Been their problem. These last few years, that's been their problem. They have not had an efficient run game.
Going to win a championship.
That's going to be the problem in the playoffs. That's a problem for all teams, though. That's a problem for Kansas City. That's going to be the problem for the teams who don't got running games when they get in the playoffs and it's tough and tight and you got to throw and they know you're going to throw because you don't got a running game. That's when the advantage comes to the opposing team. So I agree with y'all. Running, they try to make running back seem like they're irrelevant or they're not important. But when it comes to winning, you need a running game.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be Buffalo's struggle. That's going to be Kansas City's struggle because they lost too.
Listen to this shit. Them niggas ran 90 plays. 90. 9-0. They ran 90 plays. You don't run 90 plays in a whole game between both teams sometimes.
Right. Them niggas had
and
the ball.
And the score just to be fucking 21-19? You ran 90 plays. You got 19.
That's kudos to Miami, nigga. Kudos to their defense. Miami going to be a problem for y'all. And if Tua keep getting better. If Tua keep getting better, then niggas better watch out.
Right.
If Tua get his
way, he got hurt.
They're going to be killing the cheap of them niggas.
I put that nigga in on my fantasy.
Right.
But yeah, Miami going to look good. Miami look good, but you know who else look good? What's the next topic?
We going to move on to the Raiders. Oh, and
they don't look good.
What the fuck is up with the Raiders, yo? Y'all motherfuckers out here looking bad.
Y'all got that big black ass toilet bowl, and these niggas is 0-3. Y'all should have gave the Aces a better stadium. Raggedy ass bitches.
What do you think the problem is? I watched the Raiders game because, you know, I was in Denver, but I was like, oh, home team playing. Let me root for them. They was out there looking bad. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Josh McDaniel.
You think it's Josh? That's what everybody else is saying. That's what all the Raiders fans, the diehards, telling me, yo, fire Josh McDaniel.
I'm going to say Josh McDaniels, but it's also execution because he could have, nigga, Waller 9 foot, million feet tall, nigga. Throw the
execution.
Yeah.
Throw the ball.
I agree. It always usually comes down to execution, though.
I think Josh Daniels is there to sabotage the organization. I think he's there to sabotage the organization. And it sounds crazy, but what was the name?
It don't sound
crazy. What was the name of the Rams coach before Sean McVay?
His name was...
no idea.
They hated that nigga, the Ram fan.
He was the same coach that was the head coach for the Tennessee Titans when they played the Rams against Dick Vermeil and the Rams.
Oh, you too.
He was the Titan.
Damn, I forgot his name.
McNair's coach.
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but go ahead.
Me too.
That motherfucker got mad because he lost to the Rams and went to the Rams and got a head coaching job and sabotaged the shit out of that team.
I can agree.
You think that's what
that motherfucker had? Mannion, he picked Mannion and he picked Jared Goff.
Hey, if that's what Josh McDaniel's doing, then that's what the Raiders get for firing. Who they just fired?
Gruden.
For firing Gruden when they still ain't putting nothing out about the Washington team that they was investigating. Only John Gruden got fired from some other niggas' emails. That's how you know some bullshit.
Dan Snyder, right? You see all the close friends.
Probably, but ain't nothing came out.
This nigga team played the whole football season.
But listen, nothing has came out against the team you was investigating except for John Gruden. That means either the Raiders sabotaged John Gruden or the NFL did. And that's why he's suing their asses. Because I'm like, yo, how only thing came out about in y'all email is me. They investigating y'all. Jeff Fisher, that's who it is, yeah. But... Man, the Raiders, I don't know what's up with y'all, man. We said the AFC West was going to be the best division. They not looking like it.
Them niggas is trash right now. The only team to win this week is Denver. About 1 second, y'all gave it to them.
Exactly. We saw it before the game started. I was like, we're going to continue the tradition. We're going to beat y'all and y'all division gonna lose.
Right. So the Chargers show got bust in their mouth.
They got their ass tore up.
Ooh.
The Raiders real quick. I don't know that dude Hollins, but that nigga showed off yesterday.
Yeah.
He the only nigga showed off.
158 yards and a fucking touchdown. Where the fuck Devontae at?
Devontae struggled yesterday.
Derek Carr.
Devontae was getting locked up.
26 for 44, 303 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception.
His stats ain't that bad, but they ain't winning, so that's the problem. But
that's where the numbers fuck it up at.
I know. That's why I don't only look at numbers. I always tell niggas, don't just put your heart in numbers because they lie. They mislead you.
Numbers ain't always true, bro. They can be flat.
They misleading, for sure.
You had a good game, okay game, and you got your ass, you lost.
His stats say he had a good game, but we watched it and was like, that nigga didn't really have, he didn't make plays when he needed to. He didn't make calls. Didn't look good. Yeah. And that's why I don't just go off numbers. I never just go off numbers. I'm an impact nigga. I'm a feeling. Like, I don't need to see the impact.
19 times.
Yeah, he had 66 yards, Jacobs, I think.
Yeah.
But
he got 13 carries, though.
But yeah, they need to get
19 times.
They need to get more carries. They need to run more than that. They need to at least get in the 20s, it's almost Josh 30. McDaniels, bro. Yeah, you might be right.
He into that, I'm going to trick him on this play shit, and the shit don't work. Now you're in third and long, and second and long, and then you want to bail you the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's too much. Yeah, that's too much to ask. I mean, that's too much to put on the quarterback all the time, so I feel you on that. Devontae, so maybe it is Josh McDaniels.
Devontae Adams had 10 targets and 5 catches. He had a touchdown, but he had to do that to two people. 36 yeah. yards. Hollins, like I said, he had 10, 8 catches. 10 targets, 8 catches, 158, and a touchdown. I don't even know who he is. He showed up.
Yeah, he showed up.
That nigga, he mossed that one nigga for that touchdown.
They liked him, too. The coaches like Hollins. The coaches like Hollins, so... Maybe right. he'll open up and maybe they'll do something. Shit, the motherfuckers need to. They 0-3, bro. And they got Denver. They got Denver here. My brother got tickets. He's like, you want to go? I said, man, hell no. Fuck these mother. I don't really like going to games like that, bro. I like watching that shit from a bar from home. It'd be cold. Well, it'd be crowded, my nigga. It was crowded in Denver. Big ass stadium. Yeah, it was nice, though. The weather was nice and the stadium was nice. They loud, nigga. They loud in Denver, nigga. When our team got the ball, them niggas be stopping. They set the stadium up for it to be loud. I was like, God damn, we can't hear shit. Right. I said, oh, these motherfuckers serious. I lost my breath out there trying to match their loudness. It wasn't even close. Them niggas was loud as fuck.
Oh, I said, damn. Like a little hoe.
But the Raiders got to get this shit together, man. Y'all got Denver next week. I don't know. Y'all better beat Denver. The Raiders have lost to who? Who they lost to?
Everybody.
Was any division game? That's what I'm asking. Did they lose to a division?
The Chargers.
Arizona, and they just lost Tennessee.
Oh, they better. Oh, they still got a chance to do something if they beat these fucking division games. They got to beat Denver this week. If they don't beat Denver, they might be going night night.
They got to go.
They already night night.
They can beat 0-5, bro.
If they better not. Or they night night.
Bye week is early as fuck. That shit week 6.
Oh, they might need that if they 0-5.
Hell yeah, but then you got 8 games after that.
They better go to 8 games. They better find us.
If they go 0-5, they need to tear the stadium down and build something for the Aces.
12, no, my bad.
They not doing that shit. They put way too much money. They got that stadium got concerts and some old niggas coming.
You got 2 games in a row after this shit, bro.
Hey, they better go. They need to win. They need to focus on. I don't know what's wrong with them. You said it's Josh McDaniels. If it's that,
if they go 0-5 and they go and they go into the bye week, that shit gonna be terrible.
But if the problem is the coach, that ain't gonna matter. There's a coach gonna be there unless they fire that nigga. So they might go 0-12. Be like we was my.
I'm gonna sit up here and say they gonna lose the next 2 games. They gonna lose to Denver. They gonna lose. They gonna go to Kansas City. They gonna lose. They got a bye week. They play Houston outside. They got 2 in your presence. You should beat fucking Houston, bro.
They gonna lose.
Houston got to come here.
Them niggas gonna go 0-7.
You got Jacksonville. Then you got Indianapolis. You got Denver again. You got Seattle. You got the Chargers. Rams. Nigga, you about to get your ass whooped if you keep playing.
They're about to go 0-7.
They're about to go 0-5.
They about to beat Denver and beat Kansas City and be back on track to do some shit.
Them niggas gonna lose in the bye week by 3 points and then go to the Texans and lose to the Texans.
Them niggas better get it together.
We said all this shit beginning of the season about them. Like, I picked them to win division, right?
Me too, I think.
These motherfuckers 0-3. To me, they supposed to be 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
To me.
They should have beat
the Chargers.
They should have beat all. They should have won their 3 games.
All 3 games. They should be 3-0 right now. They are.
But they didn't.
Yeah, 0-3 at Danesville. I thought they should have won. And I said they're going to go 12-5. So now that's right. 8 already. That's 9-8 right now for me.
Right.
And they got to play Denver and fucking Kansas City after that. They about to be 0-5. I don't care what nobody say. Unless they step it up against Denver and Russell has a bad game again.
No, they're going to have to step it up. If they don't step it up against Denver, they got to show me something. Otherwise, I'm going to look at them like.
Where are you stepping it up at? Is it Carr? Where are you stepping up on the field at?
As Carr? A team, not just Carr, because his stats wasn't that bad. I'm talking about as a team. They got to do better both. They lost to Arizona, right? Last week.
Right.
Yes.
And it was on a comeback. It was 20-0. So that wasn't Carr's fault. That's the defense, and that's the whole team. It's a team thing. They need to step up as a team.
That's the defense's fault, and that's your offensive coordinator's fault. Because they should have been running the fucking ball.
Thank you. You can't blame on the defense. They're on the field too fucking long.
But they had them niggas 20-0.
Bro, so. They held up. They held the shit out of them.
I know until they didn't.
And Carr, that number didn't get no more points but a couple field goals. They let Arizona come.
One field goal. No, he got one field goal.
They ended up 23 to something.
One field goal in the second half.
So that's offensive fault. But, nigga, 20-point lead that halftime. They was up 20. Y'all niggas shouldn't be able to let them niggas come back and outscore you and you don't score nothing. So that's, to me, that's the team. Y'all saying offense and defense. That's the team, nigga. Offense and defense is the team. It's a team thing. They whole team got to step up. Right. Them niggas ain't doing
offense,
their good.
Your offense dictates how the rest that your fucking defense gets when they run the ball. When you three and out, you back the fuck out there. You can't
and
even
all I'm saying is,
get adjustments made. To stop
all I'm saying is, don't fuck around and let Russell Wilson get hot again. Bro, because if he get
they
hot again,
win that game.
They not gonna win either game.
I don't give a fuck if he ain't and hot. Then, they not gonna win that game. Yep,
I don't know. I think they
can. If Russ play like he breaking the 49ers, they still going to win.
I don't believe
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I don't believe that at all. All
right. I don't believe that either.
But the Raiders don't got 49ers defense. So, but we're going to see. It's a rival game, and Russ new to the rivalry. So,
but the Broncos do have a defense.
Denver's defense is better than the Raiders' defense.
I know.
For sure.
I know, but that means the Raiders' offense got to be good.
They ain't
great.
Doing shit.
I know.
That's
the problem.
Like you just said, Russell Wilson gonna make the play when he need to. They gonna
maybe Devontae Adams is the problem.
It ain't Devontae. It's the offense putting the nigga in the position to get the ball.
Man, I'm telling y'all niggas that you don't need an all-time wide receiver to win Super Bowl. That shit ain't happened that much over the years. All you need is a good team and your quarterback to make plays when it's time.
A good team.
To win a Super Bowl. Because, prima donna wide receivers don't win Super Bowls. I mean, ain't that many of them that got rings. Jerry Rice,
wide receiver make plays that other receivers don't, though. When you got
Jerry Rice,
quarterback.
Michael Irvin, the only two niggas got rings. The rest of them niggas ain't got no rings. Randy Moss ain't got no ring. Tim Brown ain't got no ring. All them niggas don't got no ring, bro. So I'm saying, it ain't about T.O. Ain't got no ring. So what I'm saying is, if you name all the top wide receivers, Hall of Famers, none of them niggas got no rings except Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin. So it ain't about make your team a Super Bowl contender. So Devontae Adams coming there is cool for Carr, but them niggas got to play as a team. No, they forced that nigga the ball the first two games. They was forcing that nigga the ball, and I don't think that's good for your team either. I think you do like Patrick Mahomes is throwing that thing all over. He's been 9, 12 receivers, 12 nigga different nigga targets. They need to do that.
Go ahead, Cipo.
The Raiders stuck. Next subject.
Y'all about to be, hey, for the Raiders fan that watch this, please comment in the comments or hit me up or however the fuck you want to do. Y'all motherfuckers is 0-3. And I fucking can't stand y'all. And I think they're going to win the division. Nigga, you 0-3. Hey, right now, you 0-3.
Hey, Raiders fans.
I'm putting myself behind y'all side. I'm a Cowboys fan. I put myself behind y'all whole ass niggas.
Raiders fans, I'm rolling with y'all. Y'all finna win this shit this week. Y'all going to beat Denver and beat Kansas City and be back on the way. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving y'all positive energy. Fuck these niggas.
I get you. I'm going by where the fuck I see.
Positive energy.
I'm going by
y'all niggas going to lose by 3 points in the bottom.
I want y'all to show us what we thought y'all was going to be. That's what I'm rooting for.
You're losing by 3 points.
In the city.
You're losing so by 3 points in the bye week. That's it. They trash.
Move on. Moving on to the what are we going to?
We're gonna talk about Kansas City. Get their ass City. Upset. The one, 1-1 coach.
Hey,
1-1 against the 2017 against the fucking cheap-down Chiefs, bro. Stop.
All I gotta say is -5.5. That's a bad football number.
If you see that number, don't even bet the game.
Yeah.
Don't even bet. You see 4.5, 5.5, 8.5, leave that shit alone. Even if it's your favorite team. Even if you think they're going to win by 90, don't fucking bet that shit.
Hey, listen.
Fucking set up, bro.
The casinos made hella money off this weekend. A lot of upsets happened. Yes. A lot of upsets. Our game was upset. This was upset. Miami was upset. The both, what else? Who else? It was like 4 upsets.
The Jacksonville was an upset. Miami was an upset.
Jacksonville was upset. I forgot.
Denver was an upset.
Denver, yeah. It was like 5 upsets.
The Vikings was an upset.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, so it was like 7 upsets.
The Falcons was an upset.
So look at this. Listen to this shit.
The Panthers was an upset.
Patrick Mahomes. That's like 8, 9. In a touchdown and a pick. But he was the leading rusher with 26 yards. Patrick Mahomes.
What did we talk about a bit? About same thing about Buffalo, right? They don't run the ball. That's going to problem for them in the, when it get deep, when it get tough. And they ain't not being able to run the ball. We know you're going to throw. And you ain't got Tyreek Hill no more, so we ain't scared.
That's the difference, bro. Yep. You see him. You see Mahomes will be enemy all the way to the end of the half or whatever.
That was Bienemy's fault. Bienemy on some bullshit. I agree with Mahomes. Yo, let me try it, motherfucker. I'm the man out here. You doing some bullshit.
And that's probably part of what the fucking problem is. Because he think he is the man. I mean, he's, you get $500 million.
Like, mean, let me nigga, put it in my hand.
Up. Let me do this.
I'm like, let me put it in my hand. I think that's the same. I think that's the problem with culture. Aaron Rodgers should have did that against us. Yo, y'all niggas gonna, man, let Aaron Rodgers throw that motherfucker and lose or win with him, not with your stupid ass coaching decision. That's what I believe. I believe when coaches get their ego up too much, no, go with your guy. This is your guy that got you here. Go with your guy. And if you lose, you win with your guy. But you want to go with your defense or your kicker and all that, boy, that shit's stupid to me.
We're gonna go with what you kind of just said. You and Seafo kind of just said with the last game. Mm-hmm. This is where, okay, now Patrick Mahomes ain't got that magic no more, right?
Yeah.
Now you see the fault of your fucking defense that can't hold no fucking body.
Or your running, lack of running.
Well, we already knew
that. Your lack of running, exactly.
We already knew Kansas City didn't have no defense. They didn't even have a defense when they won that year. They just made key defensive plays when they needed to.
Right, but exactly. But you got
on our defense.
You got that cap, that pedestal of your offense putting up that many points. They can. Now they can't. Mm-hmm. Now they
Well, they did it the previous 2 games.
It's so, fucking Arizona, bro. Stop.
But who they played before that?
Arizona.
Who they played before that?
They put up a lot of points.
They put up a lot of points there in the last 2 games. They just
they did the
this
same
game
thing the Buffalo Bills just did. Somebody hit their ass in the mouth. They right. Keep up with them.
But that's why I'm not crowning niggas in the first third of the season. Nigga, no. It matter more if you winning later than you winning earlier. So
right.
That's why they crown Buffalo. When niggas go, Buffalo goes to the Super Bowl. No, they're not. Niggas, week 1. Week 2. How the fuck you figure that?
I ain't saying winning early. Everybody's
first game or something. Winning early don't matter more than how good you're playing going into the stretch. The last 4 or 5 games.
But nigga, when you 0-3, that's a fucking difference than 2-1.
Absolutely.
But
that's what
sometimes you winning early is what makes the difference on are you making the playoffs or not.
Because you got
games. Yeah, but you also, if you going into the playoffs losing like Arizona, Arizona last year was winning early. Then they went into the final 7 games losing 5. They was 8-0 or some shit.
Right.
Then they lost 5 out of 7. Then they went into the playoffs. What happened to them? Got their ass beat. So right. I'm going wrong with the team that's in the last 8 games, 6-2 versus the first 8 games, 6-2.
Okay.
That's me.
But if you go 6-2 in the last 8 games.
Go ahead, Seafo. Go ahead.
If you go 6-2 in the last 8 games and you still don't make the playoffs, that don't matter.
That yeah, but that ain't saying you were going 0-8 in the first. You could go 4-4. You could go 4-4. Look, you could go 4-4. The Raiders could go 4-4 in these first 8 games right now still. And then 6-2 in the next 8 and make the playoffs. And that's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying.
And if they are 7-1.
True.
And you're right about that. But what I'm saying is, as of now, the Chargers own the tiebreaker. So if it comes down to a tiebreaker against the Chargers, it's nice they went 6-2 in the end, but they may be out again if it comes down to that.
But you're one-sided. If the Chargers go 2-6, then it don't matter that tiebreaker because they're not going to be in the playoffs. So it ain't just one side. You got to look at both things. The Chargers are going to go 6-2. That don't mean they're going to go 6-2 in the end of the final 8-game stretch. So it's about how you play going in later.
Looking at people they got to play, they not going on fucking 6-2. That's what we're trying to say.
You cannot determine that right now. Yeah. That's conjecture.
I get what you're saying. I'm going to give you an example like you gave me an example. Miami did it last year. Miami was 1-7.
Yep.
They won the rest of their fucking games. 8-0.
Yep.
And went to the playoffs. So what I'm saying is, you right as far as it don't matter. If you win it early, it matters. You win it late.
It matters more if you win it late.
In that sense, it does. But how many teams are going 8-0? The Raiders are not going 8-0.
I know, but how many teams going 0-8, nigga? The Raiders ain't gonna go 0-8. Y'all think they are, but I think.
Y'all niggas gonna go 1-7, nigga.
If you can look at the schedule, you cannot tell me niggas can't go 8-0 and niggas can go 0-8. I don't believe that logic. That don't make sense.
If they go 8-0 with their schedule, them niggas is going to the Super Bowl. I'm just maybe out there.
They'll have a great chance because they'll be going into the playoffs on a high, and that's my point. Nigga, you always want to be going into the playoffs on a high. You don't want to be backing into the playoffs, nigga. I'm telling you. It don't work like that good. Yeah.
Okay. Week 11, 8 games away, we going to fucking go back and see what the fuck everybody record is.
Right. That's
now,
a fact.
Back to the goddamn coach. Shit.
The coach surprised us because we was like, what the fuck they trash? Even Jonathan Taylor wasn't doing shit. For fantasy, that nigga ain't had a good fantasy game yet.
He has 7 more yards, but
that ain't good for him. For him, that's average, nigga. Yeah,
he ain't had 10 points yet. Actually, has he?
Right, and he was our first pick. But that's because niggas always just go off what niggas did last year. I always think, fuck that conventional wisdom, nigga. Go with Cooper Kupp. Pick Cooper Kupp first, nigga. You would have been happy.
The Colts defense is pretty good, but they didn't have their people, but they did what they supposed to do. They ran the ball.
Right.
Taylor got the ball 21 times. They ran it.
That's good.
28 total.
They should have gave that nigga the ball four more times.
He threw the ball to 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 motherfuckers.
That ain't bad.
That's Woods had both the touchdowns. Pittman Jr. had 8. 72. Go ahead, C-Ball.
I'm just going to say, I think Matt Stafford's starting to get more accoladed to their playbook. And that's going to be the game difference. Because, again, Matt Stafford is a new... Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan. He's getting adjusted to their playbook. Because when you're a new quarterback and you go to a different system, you got to learn that system. You got to know that system. So I think he's starting to come around, and I think the Colts are actually going to start to go on a little bit of a run.
I agree. The Colts are going to be beating the fuck out of people. I did. But, of course, it's the first couple games of the season. I think they are coming around. I think they put it together this time. But, again, Matt Ryan stole that game. They scored 29 seconds left in the game. Chiefs defense, bro.
Yeah.
Chiefs fucking defense.
But the fact that they had was hanging around like that is what you do in football.
They got
football is just a couple plays.
A 50-yard field goal. And then Ryan threw a touchdown. And all that shit with 3 minutes left.
Because nobody thought that the Chiefs was going to lose to the Colts.
I did not. I swear. Because I ain't like a number like he said. I did it money line.
Money line Chiefs, right?
And them motherfuckers still
I did
off.
Too. Yeah, I did too.
Just because I was scared of the 5.5.
But that just goes to show you that football is a game that any given Sunday, niggas can lose, bro. Niggas can have a bad day. No matter how good you are, what your name is.
Got Ron Brady.
Oh, yeah.
He went ugly over the Bucks 14-12. That game was terrible.
It was
terrible for the two names that we saw. But we figured that it was a lot of injuries and a lot of newness.
Yeah.
Shit. And Aaron Rodgers had a loose beat, Tom Brady.
One niggas look like two old niggas throwing the football.
Rodgers two old niggas. Two touchdowns and an interception, 27-35, 255. Tom Brady had 31 for 42, 271, and a touchdown. He got sacked three times, but he got knocked down a whole lot.
Yeah, it's that line, bro. That line is not showing up for them. That's a problem for them.
Russell Gage had 13 targets, 12 catches, 87 yards and a touchdown. God damn.
That's a lot of catches. Yeah. That nigga was catching
a lot of catches. That's a lot of checkdowns.
That's a lot of
checkdowns.
That's a lot of checkdowns, nigga.
That's checkdowns.
Yeah, that's what he do. That's his thing. But fuck them two niggas, because we need to talk about Lamar Jackson. That nigga balling.
Yes. Forward. The Lamar Jackson show. Let's talk about Lamar Jackson show. They beat the Patriots 37-26.
That nigga got more touchdowns than 30 teams, nigga. 30 teams in the league. He got more. Him by himself got more touchdowns than
the Raiders, nigga, bro. Fuck the Raiders.
But they gonna pay him. He just a lot of niggas like he shouldn't go out there because y'all two niggas. Let's revisit it. Y'all two niggas was like,
I said he shouldn't go out there.
No, but y'all was like, he ain't gonna go out there and be good and confident because he ain't got his money. I said, listen, that nigga know he gonna get paid. Now, how much he gonna get paid might be the difference. They saying he left $200 million. I'm saying him leaving that $200 million, yo, this him, if he continue to play like this, he gonna add another $150 million to the contract that's coming up. And that nigga throwing the ball much better. Hey, shout out to you, boy. You doing a good ass job, nigga.
Yeah,
shout
out to you. For sure.
That nigga was in the lab.
Tearing that bitch out.
This is the leverage that the Baltimore Ravens had. I don't think people understand that shit. There's not a lot of teams that you can want Lamar Jackson, but you ain't got an offensive coordinator for that nigga. They do. You know what I'm saying?
That's a little bit of leverage, but it ain't.
That's a lot of leverage.
It's hella leverage. Nah, you're not going to do what you do right now with anybody else. Because this nigga coaches quarterbacks like him.
Because check this out. I agree with that. Because if you throw him in a Mike McCarthy system where it's a heavy pass system, he probably not going to do as well as you expect him to. If you throw him in a Mike Shanahan situation where they want him to pass or whatever, he's probably not going to do as good as you're expecting him to.
But
because he's specifically designed as a dual threat. So he has to have an offensive coordinator that designs plays for his dual threats.
Yeah, but my question again, like I've said in the first segment, nigga, your job as a coach ain't to make the player fit your system. It's to make your system fit the talent you got around you. And if you can't do that, you not a good coach. Blank period. Nigga, that's my point.
I say the exact same thing about your coach.
So that means if you get Lamar Jackson on your team and you offensive coordinator and you don't know how to use him, that's your bad. That ain't his bad.
Right. It is. You can't get every player.
So to me, that ain't leverage.
Wait, hold up, Q. This is why he went so late in the draft. It's not what he can't do. It's that, can I coach this nigga?
I know, but that's coach's bad.
Wait, I know that. I'm not saying you're wrong. What I'm saying is the Baltimore Ravens had the offensive coordinator for him. That's why they got who they wanted first. When they came back around, that nigga was there, they got him. Because they know nobody else was going to get him. Everybody else wanted a nigga to play running back or wide receiver.
But my point is separate from that. My point is this. If you, nigga, we'll take Lamar Jackson. Let's trade Lamar Jackson with Jimmy G. And I guarantee. Baltimore won't be mad. I bet you will take that nigga over what we got right now. And y'all can have Jimmy G. And they ain't going to be happy with that shit.
You will.
So when you say more leverage, I don't agree. Any team will take Lamar Jackson with the exception of a couple. Of course, Buffalo, nigga, Green Bay.
You San Francisco. Hold on, wait. You right. You San Francisco, right?
Right.
You want Lamar Jackson. Jimmy G, he gone after this year, right? He going to be a free agent, Lamar Jackson. You going to give him $300 million guaranteed?
If they like him that much, that depends on them.
You don't have that much. That's what the fuck I'm trying to say. That's why they got that leverage. Because they can beat anybody they want to beat. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If I want Lamar Jackson, I'm
going to hold on. How you know we don't got that much? How you figure that?
Because y'all already at the fucking the bonus already. You didn't want to pay Debo.
But we paid him.
Right. You had to fucking.
But since you paid him, now you don't have the money for LeBron.
But we didn't pay that nigga. Fam, we didn't pay that nigga a quarterback salary. Look at our quarterback salaries, bro. They not like that. So we got money for, and it's gonna be people falling off next year, and Jimmy G gonna be going off the books. Now it's gonna be some shit that you can move around, bro. You could pay him if you want somebody. You could pay him. Any team could pay him.
I get what you're
saying. It ain't like we got Aaron Rodgers and we just paid him $200 million. Now we trying to get Jimmy. So we could pay him.
What I'm trying to tell you is this: just say y'all do got $300 million to give him, right? The Ravens can get, they can go higher than you and get what it. That's what they're waiting on. For somebody that's a coach, try to get this nigga and see what he's really worth. We can outdo you because they got the money.
Yeah.
They have the money.
I understand that, but I'm saying.
What the fuck you say you got, so, who you can trade? Them niggas don't give a fuck.
So you saying. Pay him
what we can.
So you saying that they going to pay him like I said earlier in the year. They going to pay him. Y'all was like, oh, they ain't paying him yet. No. They going to pay him.
I think they going to wait later in the season or at the end of the season to pay him.
No, they're going to wait to the end of the season. But he going to show.
They're going
to
wait because if he get hurt, they're going to be like, see, this is why they didn't pay your ass.
But if he don't get hurt and he ball out, his price went up. His price went up. So he bet on himself. I know. He bet on himself. I like it. And he out there balling because he throwing the ball more, too.
I think he should get a fucking agent, but that's just me.
I agree with you on that, too.
Get Rich Paul, nigga. He get everybody.
Yeah, get a black agent, nigga, that's going to tear their asses up.
Rich Paul, nigga.
I agree with that too. He should get agent or go to Rock. Go to Jay-Z.
By himself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he balling. Shout out to Lamar.
To me, he is leading in the MVP race right now. Like,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like, everybody else.
And he leading in the fantasy points. That nigga had 40 last week, 38 this week, 35. This nigga's unbelievable, yo.
18-29, 218, 4 touchdowns, and he ran one and had 107 rushing yards.
All right, nigga. You know how many points? That's crazy, bro. Nigga. That shit crazy. That nigga balling. He been balling since the first game. He been throwing, too. I like it. I'm proud of
him. I know he been in the lab, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too. Because we need more niggas to get in the lab.
Baltimore, to stop, so they pay this dude before they pay this nigga.
Right. Yeah, you nigga, so Jerry got the money.
Jerry
got the money.
Hey, but from y'all, from y'all logic, they don't got the offensive coordinator that's going to use them right.
Hell no. We're going to buy that nigga. Bring
Right.
Nigga, and you got an offense. If I'm a GM and an owner. If I'm a GM and an owner and we get Lamar Jackson and your problem come to me and tell me, oh, I don't know how to use him because he a dual threat. You
nigga,
fired.
You fired.
Who know how to use a nigga?
Did you get your shit back when you came here?
You should have packed your shit. You should even came. You should have mailed a letter.
Nigga, just send an email, nigga. You quit, nigga.
Email us, tell us you quit. Because you's a bitch.
Fuck out of here. But see the difference when Lamar Jackson, the leading rusher and the passer, they fucking win. The other team don't.
Right.
Because what I'm saying is that offense of coordinator set it up just like that.
But he also got some weapons around him, too. Them niggas, the Baltimore going to be a. Hey, next week is Baltimore. Nigga number 7 is a weapon, nigga. I don't know the nigga name.
Name.
I don't know his name, but that nigga's a weapon. I watched that nigga.
Bateman's a baller. He's a young baller. I give him that.
Look,
he got Mark.
He always been playing. He always been.
Mark Andrews is a weapon, nigga. He might have. You forgot to read his stats. Read Mark Andrews' stats, nigga.
13 targets, 8 catches, 89 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Right, that nigga balled out. Mark Kelce.
Hey, Mark, you top 3, dog.
Yeah, he might be not two or three. That nigga top 3, not 2 or 3.
Top 3, nigga.
Hey, he not 2 or 3 is what I said, nigga. That means he's number 1. You ain't listening,
nigga. He bought it or not? The
Bills and the Ravens play next week, nigga. That's gonna be the game of the week.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
we got. I'm tuning in to watch that shit.
That's what's up. Shout out Lamar. You get to pay that nigga Boston with your whole ass.
Pay Lamar. Yeah, and Lamar, right. Keep doing what you're doing to prove them niggas wrong. Yeah, they be talking bad about.
We got to talk about this. We got to talk about these bitch ass Chargers, bro. Fuck that. Can we stop talking about these niggas?
Oh, the Chargers. Like,
Justin Herbert was hurt. No, nigga. When you on the field, that means you have nothing to perform.
Nah, that nigga shouldn't have played. If I was him, I'd have protested. I'm not playing.
Nigga, you ain't in college no more. You can sit down, bro.
I would have protested. I'm not playing. Y'all ain't shooting me up with a shot to make me break.
No. So, 2 years ago. Here's the thing. He wanted that shot.
I know.
He wanted that shot. The organization wanted him to play. Didn't want him to play. He wanted to play, and he wanted that shot.
No, they should have set him down. They supposed to look out for his best interest. For his long term. Long term. Because ain't no way. If we don't want you to play, and we put how much money you want from us, okay, you not playing, bro. Sorry.
So I'm like, we don't give a fuck what you want. Quarterback. We ain't going to lose. Okay, it's the Jaguars.
It's the Jaguars,
you
right.
Just started, man, you got your ass drug.
Hey, but shout out to the Jaguars quarterback. That nigga baller, Lawrence. Right. His name, Lawrence.
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Sunshine. Clemson's finest.
Running down Rodeo Drive slow as hell. What a hoe is that?
Hey, Chargers. Hey, AFC West. Hey, all you AFC West teams. Y'all niggas ain't looking as good as y'all thought y'all was on paper. Yeah, well, so y'all gotta right do
here
better.
There you go. We're the Chargers right here. This. Fucking Chargers. Sorry, stop talking about these niggas, man. I can't stand these niggas. I ain't watched it either. Justin Herbert, he the next coming. Because we had to win this game, and he was hurt. Oh, he the beat back. He passed him off missing with that shit.
No, nobody. Anybody who say that, you can't talk to them.
You must have been
anybody who say that, you can't talk to them no more. I don't talk to niggas right who make statements like that.
But everybody around the motherfucker, come on. That nigga ain't want to see that Oregon. He ain't want to see the Chargers. Now, you ain't even to the playoffs yet, but you the next coming. You the next coming to what? Not make the playoffs again, nigga? 38-10? I ain't taking nothing away from the Jaguars. I thought we were going to be better this year with Doug. Doug's a great coach. Philly so stupid with this nigga, but Philly on fire all the time. But Doug is going to be coaching. He with the right fucking team, young people that don't listen to him because he was fucking Super Bowl champion.
Right.
I thought they were going to win way more games than that. In the beginning, I thought they were going to win more games that people going to say they win because just because of Doug. He going to put people in the wrong place.
Right.
The Chargers, again, Herbert play offense. He don't play defense. They put 38 on their defense, but all that money they got. Damn. Khalil Mack, Bosa, Derwin James, Asante Samuel Jr., all them whole ass niggas on defense ass blow out.
Okay. Them niggas.
By Christian Kirk. Come on. Nothing with Christian Kirk, but I knew that nigga was good, but that's why they paid him because he had that balling.
Hey, you really don't like San Diego.
I ain't got nothing against the Chargers. It's the way that people pumping them up.
It's that's LA it now.
I'm crowding these hey niggas.
Nigga, oh, it ain't it's LA, you're right. They should have not left San Diego because San Diego's the most beautiful place to San live Diego in the world.
Now, that's what we need to go fuck with.
I agree with that.
Right. Let's
but
do that.
I don't got no problem with them niggas. I think they're young. They got to get it together. Hopefully the Raiders get it together. Hopefully the Broncos get it together and the Chiefs.
Who
since
the
they all
together, nigga?
All of them niggas. The Raiders, the Broncos, the Chargers. The Broncos, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. The whole AFC West.
They said they were going to the Super Bowl, the Chargers.
But they said the AFC West was the best division. Nigga, they don't look like
it. They're the worst right now.
They ain't the worst, but they don't look like the best.
They damn sure don't look like the best.
The worst is probably y'all division, nigga.
Some niggas going to the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah,
y'all division might be the worst.
Even the Commanders got more wins.
Right.
The Commanders. I hate saying that word. They ain't taking nothing away. But what the hell Sunshine had?
That nigga struggled.
Sunshine?
Oh, you talking about Lawrence. Nah, that nigga balled out.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to pick that nigga up.
28-39, 2-3 touchdowns.
I was going to pick that nigga up and drop Stafford, bitch ass. Stafford been playing like a bitch, man.
James Robinson, 17 carries, no points 100 on yards, and a touchdown. That's what's up. So that's how I'm balling out, bro. He did shit to 10
people. Yeah, he did.
Herbert threw the ball 45 fucking times.
That's too much for a nigga with broke ribs.
With broken ribs, nigga? Shit.
I would have played, honestly. I'm not playing.
They ran the ball 12 times, bro.
See? They put him in a bad position. That's already a bad position, nigga.
He ran the one.
Somebody was on TV. I think it was Matt Hasselbeck. Somebody was on TV and said he had that injury that Justin Herbert got. Yeah. And he said, would have played? He's like, then I'd play. Looking back, I shouldn't have. I wouldn't have if I had to do it over. I think Herbert shouldn't have played.
don't think he should have played.
I agree.
They gonna put a big out
there. You gotta look out for your own self interest too, like,
bro.
Of course.
If you in San Diego, nigga. They traded Drew Brees, nigga. They traded Drew Brees. They
said, "Nigga, go." You because you hurt, nigga. You out there to perform, nigga. I'm about to get you. I'm gonna get your ass.
Yeah.
Offense or defense.
And we gonna try to hit you. Where you hurt at, nigga? Right. What the fuck we do? That's human nature.
That's because they be stupid as fuck, bro. Anyway, fuck Charles, the Charles of the Jags. Smeagles. 24-8 over the Washington team. Let's go 24 points. Hold on, let's go 24 points in a second. All 24. And Washington go the whole 8 in the fourth. So don't nobody give a fuck about this game. Go Eagles.
You know.
I can't wait to play y'all bitch ass niggas.
Hey, right. Y'all, Mike, that's gonna be a good game.
Oh, that's gonna be a good game.
We ready.
If they beat y'all.
We get Jalen Hurts' props. 35, 340, 3 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts. We got a good ass game.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts balled out. The Eagles look good.
Devontae Smith, 12 targets, 8 catches, 169 yards.
That nigga balled out too.
A.J. Brown had a touchdown on 5 catches. Goddard had a touchdown on 3 catches. Get it, Jalen. That's what I'm scared of the most, nigga.
The nigga's throwing touchdowns, nigga.
Carson Wentz. He didn't throw a pick, though.
Jimmy G.
Either. Motherfucker.
Jimmy G throwing picks for everybody. He like, over, nigga. Pick for you. Pick for you.
Shout out to the Smeagles.
Shout out to the Eagles. Shout out to Jalen Hurts. Hey, the black quarterbacks is balling. Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. And
Falcons finally get their wins of the season. Bengals beat the Jets. Panthers beat the Saints. Sorry ass.
Fucking Saints.
Beat Seattle on that long ass plane ride.
Yeah, that was a long ass plane ride.
Let's see if I need to hear from you.
Shake and bake, Baker Mayfield. He went in there and busted his ass in the mouth.
3 for 25 and 7 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Jameis. Go ahead.
Famous Jameis is trash. He can't lead that team nowhere.
25 for 41, 353 yards and 2 picks and a touchdown.
Them two. Nigga, more picks than a touchdown is not a good ratio.
Going for 30 for 30 again.
3-0.
Gotta do better, Jameson. I'm rooting for you.
He don't mind getting that motherfucker up, bro.
I'm rooting for you.
That's what Sean Payton come in at. That's what Sean Payton come in at. Chris Olave. 9 reception, 147 yards. He a deep threat. Kamara had a fumble.
Yeah, that nigga got hurt. That nigga didn't do shit.
Got hurt, yeah.
I got him on my fantasy. He didn't do shit.
108 rushing yards. That's who need the ball.
They ain't get that nigga to no catches though. He need to get more passing receptions.
This is about my thing about McCaffrey. I think the receptions and the running is why they kept getting hurt.
That's why they ain't doing it. I think.
Yeah,
they limited him.
He got thousand niggas. That nigga get hurt every year, nigga.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Right,
too much work on one motherfucker. So yeah. Yeah.
Shake and bake.
The Vikings came back on the last minute of the game. And Kirk Cousins got your down ass. I thought you were going to win that bitch.
The Lions ain't no punks this year.
They showed
no, they not.
That boy, St. Amon Ross, the baller.
Amon Ross St. Brown. He a beast.
That boy is balling.
That nigga.
St. Brown.
They told me to get that nigga on my fantasy. A nigga picked him right before me. I was like, you motherfucker.
That's what happened to me. That's exactly what happened to me. I was mad. They picked him in the first round, too.
Oh, they was real. That nigga was like fifth round from our draft.
Yeah, I was trying to get his ass.
Detroit was up 10 and going to the fourth quarter, and they lost, nigga.
It's Detroit. No, Detroit is the only team that Lamar Jackson don't got more touchdowns than. Them niggas been scoring a lot of points.
They have been.
Y'all, I don't even fuck with y'all this year. 25-41, 277 touchdown and a pick. That nigga's a hot. Fuck y'all.
Hey.
That nigga read all them goddamn tweets, nigga, and read them bitches.
Detroit football is the new over every week.
I agree. Right. They gonna get their points.
Right, that's true as a motherfucker. They don't give time up too, you're right.
Now score, man. They had the game, bro. Dan Campbell, that 53-yard field goal. If you miss and he missed, you on the 40-yard line on the other side.
Right.
Punt the ball.
Here comes Kirk Cousins. Touchdown. I mean, you want Detroit. Stop. You want a game. Stop. Shit.
They coach said he keeping all the receipts. So when all you niggas say whatever y'all say about us when we winning, I'm remembering all you niggas.
You playing that shit right?
I like his confidence. Play, I like that coach confidence though. Fuck that shit.
It is, bro. Shout out to Detroit. But Lane got the win. The Bears got a walk off. They got a field goal kicker finally. The Bears?
He made it.
The Bears. Sure.
Bears.
Look at Phil. He had a shitty ass game Bears. Too.
He had a horrible game.
I like the Bears for that game. They was underdogs too, weren't they?
8-17
They was.
Minus 3.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
8-17
And they won by 3.
6 yards. 2 interceptions.
That nigga don't be throwing nothing.
He don't know who I throw the ball to, bro. Let's see this real quick.
Right. That's always a problem.
2 catches by Mooney. 2 1 catch by the other St. Brown.
That's Herbert, his brother.
Yeah. Kate Herbert got 2 catches and Primo got 1 catch. That's it. So 8 completions. 8 completions.
That's crazy.
106 yards.
That's some Tim Tebow shit.
You did win the fucking game.
That's nigga, how many rushes did them niggas have?
Herbert
30?
Had 20. He had 20 rushes, 157 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's why they won.
Oh yeah, that nigga. Hey niggas don't hey. Go pick that nigga up on your fantasy. He ain't available. He available in all niggas' fantasy.
He got him.
The running back for the Bears.
Khalil Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went to Virginia Tech. Drafted last year, 6th round.
Shout out to the Bears defense. They've been taking care of business.
Yep. Defense always will help you out.
Matter of fact, Roquan got that goddamn pick at the end and that made him keep that field goal.
Mm-hmm.
They drove down and kicked that bitch. Shit, Roquan had 16 tackles, nigga. 16 tackles, nigga.
Jesus, that's a lot.
And an interception.
Yeah, that nigga was in. That nigga
that's
was.
Who
that nigga
was. When he was a free agent. I'm like, please get this nigga, Jerry.
Please.
That nigga was super active.
Roquan be. That nigga sound like a. He all folk down, bro. Who else we got? Talk about the Rams, I guess. 20-12. Aaron Donald is the fastest person to get 100 sacks in at least games.
Shout out to Aaron Donald for that stat. But that stat comes with context. Back in the day, they didn't throw the ball nowhere near as much as niggas throw the ball nowadays. Right. So you got more chances.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's like saying Drake is the biggest streaming artist. Like, nigga, yeah, because they do streams. Back in the day, you had to sell 1 million records. Niggas had to go to the Odyssey or fucking Sam, wherever, and buy your shit. Odyssey. It's different. Now, all niggas got to do is just look at their phone and you get record sales. Yeah. So it's different. So we always got to add context. But shout out to Aaron Donald. We ain't taking nothing from him. But
absolutely.
Check this out. Cooper Kupp, he had 2 streak snap. He had a 15 straight game snap of 90 yards receiving.
Damn, that's unbelievable.
He had the 9 straight games of 5 or more catches snap. He didn't have 5 catches or 90 yards this game. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford didn't do shit. That nigga got like 9 points in my fantasy.
Shit, Russell Wilson got 9 points.
Right.
Motherfuckers. I ain't still picking none of you niggas next year.
I have with this motherfucker, man. I need some, give me some synopsis out of week 3.
We don't know. Week 3, all I got is, nigga, we got to wait and see. Hopefully, my team develop. I don't know how. Jimmy G is our quarterback.
I hope the Raiders develop because y'all here hometown. We gotta talk about y'all niggas. We can't be talking about y'all sorry ass record all the time.
You better get that and
together. And I don't know who's gonna go to the Super Bowl right now. It's still open.
It's crazy, ain't it?
That's right. What it takes.
Everybody famous got knocked off today, kinda.
All the favorites yesterday got knocked off. Yeah. So that's good. It's gonna be a good season.
FIFO?
Again, shout out to the Cowboys defense. They held it down today. Looking good. Appreciate that. Shout out to Trevor Lawrence. He got them Jags. Sunshine out there balling. Think them Jags gonna be pretty good too, man. I think they got a chance.
We pay them niggas too. Why we losing them niggas?
All right, I hope not. I hope not.
We pay all the fucking sunshine.
I hope not. But we are in for a wild and crazy football season this year. Because after that bust in the mouth, I don't even know if I can say the Bills going. But I know somebody going to be in there to give Miami some struggles. They're going to struggle with somebody. It's coming. Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to start off.
Might be him. It's just going to be a crazy season, man. Let's see how this play out. For now, I'm still going to hold on to what I said. I'm still going to say the Bills and the Rams for the Super Bowl. But this shit can go either way. That's all I got.
Right on. All right. I'm going to start off with the Miami. Miami is going to the AFC Championship game.
I can see that.
I don't give a fuck about the Bills or the Patriots or the Kansas City or the Chargers or anybody on that bitch. They defense gonna do it. When Tua get his swag back, they gonna be Kansas City cheaping the fuck out of everybody.
Yeah.
I ain't saying they gonna win the Super Bowl, but my ceiling for them is the championship game AFC, but that's just for Miami. I don't think Brady and them gonna make it even when these dudes them do come back. I think Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars gonna do a little more. But the Eagles is flying right now too. I really hate saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to be a hard out, too. They're going to be a hard out. The Rams ain't got it together yet, but they put it together, to me, kind of like...
Fuck no.
Got leeway. The Bills
don't run the ball good either.
Right. The Bills getting beat. I'm glad they got beat. I'm glad I called that game. The Bills getting beat, kind of pumping everybody fucking brakes now. Even Kansas City losing the Colts. It's kind of pumping everybody breaks now. Even with the Raiders being 0-3, everybody like, okay, they ain't that sorry. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like, I'm still, like, even with the Cowboys, as long as Cooper Rush keep winning and Dak heal the fuck up, I think we got a chance later. But that's just
absolutely.
We'll see what happens in the playoffs. We know how we do with that shit. But we'll see if we get there. But Kansas City is going, to me, Kansas City is going to take a fall, bro.
I agree.
I think the Colts just showed people how to beat them.
Yeah.
I think they just showed them. Patrick, if you can stop them from running, make Patrick don't throw the ball 60 fucking times. You know what I'm saying? They defense ain't going to hold no fucking body.
Right.
It sounds easy.
Show them how to beat them. It does sound easy. I mean,
that nigga be throwing that motherfucker.
They ain't going to play defense like the Colts either. But they ain't going to play offense like them either. They're going to be teams that can't keep up with them. But Tyreek Hill being missing, you can already see kind of what it's doing.
Hey, the good thing is their division should be harder for them, so everybody in their division should beat on each other and then make it more challenging. They'll
split the goddamn division numbers up, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I get what you're saying. But I'm still on the Dolphins, bro.
I agree with that.
If two of them hurt, then it's over. If two of them the whole season, they're going to be big niggas like when he was at Alabama, dog. Man, when he get his flag back,
he's
going to be ugly, nigga.
Hey, I agree.
Drew ain't never going to shut the fuck up.
I'm picking Miami. I don't know the NFC.
It's going to be some of the craziest scenarios at the end of the season for who gets in and who don't make the playoff.
That's why they make the schedule the way they do. It's all division games at the end, the last couple games of the year.
Oh, hell yeah. That's perfect.
I love it. I love that shit.
the last two weeks especially, teams been like scoring in the last minute of the game and been winning. If you get what I'm saying. We need to use that concept also when we betting also too. You know what I'm saying? Late game points. Right. Mm-hmm. As over unders and who gonna win and lose and shit like that. We need to start putting that in there and stop as we go back and look at these teams. But
right,
them fours and five, like we saying, just kick them. Why you even putting that shit on a sheet? Ain't nobody looking at that. Ain't nobody doing that shit no more. Because like Q said, everybody lost. The casino got paid this weekend. Because you did not
they got money.
To lose that game.
Oh, yeah.
The Chiefs,
the Bills, the Chiefs,
Bills,
and that Bills. No people didn't expect them to lose. I don't know, a few people took the other ones, but come on, majority they took the fucking Chiefs.
The majority, of everybody. The
stop that. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers, shit.
Yep, the Chargers was a big one too. A bunch of people took the Chargers. That's a fact.
Right.
The Raiders too, because they played the Titans
and the Raiders. I thought the Raiders were gonna win that game.
Man, we all.
Yeah, Kelly ran over their ass.
Fucking Raiders, get it together.
0-3, bro. You got what? Russell Wilson here next week, and then goddamn Death Star. You can't go 0-4, bro.
Maybe having a Death Star in the stadium too.
You can't.
Right.
Them motherfuckers popping bottles against Arizona in the third quarter, up 23-7. Like, nigga, did you stop?
Yeah, them motherfuckers.
The Super Bowl teach y'all something. Don't celebrate too fucking early.
Right. Exactly. Get the job done first, motherfucker. Put your foot on their neck still. Just because you up big don't mean play prevent.
Somebody got her ass over. Video game mode, that nigga, man. Come on, that bitch.
Because I was talking hell of shit. 0-3. Yeah, that's crazy. The motherfuckers 0-3.
Where did y'all? I did not see that.
Me neither.
I did not see that at all.
Damn.
What? Fuck them. Your ass better get it together. Q believe y'all.
I'm sending y'all positive energy. I'm sending y'all rated niggas positive. Quit drinking out here, fucking with these prostitutes and these hoes.
Right. Stop getting study, my son, let y'all on out here.
Study and go to practice, nigga. Y'all niggas out here partying, y'all at Tao, y'all at all the clubs that I don't go to no
every
more.
Club, bro.
You niggas drinking and driving and shit. Stop drinking and driving too, niggas. Call an Uber. Y'all got a car service.
Y'all see y'all ready to play that? Send them niggas home. Bartenders.
Right, bartenders. And prostitutes.
You don't get served no liquor, nigga.
And no pussy. Prostitutes don't give them no pussy unless they win a game. I guarantee niggas win faster when they pussy get took. It's like cutting nigga one off.
You see what happened to Tiger Woods?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
This is the end of the podcast. I am Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha, the great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm with my co-host,
Q Vanka, 2 techs up. Just came from Denver. It was bitches, and we lost. Sorry, ass Jimmy G. Peace out.
D4 Day from the 618, baby. Appreciate the love and support, y'all.
But so we'll
check y'all. Like, check us out Saturday morning.
Saturday.
10 a.m. Peace. Radio show. We out of here. Do say, have a great motherfucking week. And go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Fuck the Cowgirls.